I'm Anthony Pastore. Welcome to UBS On Air. The latest Investor Watch and Investor Sentiment Surveys have been released. In them, we discuss two very big topics: impact of COVID-19 and the upcoming U.S. election. So what were some of the sentiment results from survey participants when asked questions about both of these topics? We find out about that and also what you can do when it comes to your investment portfolio. Joining me today, Alicia Curry, Global Head of Thought Leadership within the UBS Client Strategy Office. Today is Monday, July 27th, 2020. Alicia, thanks so much for chatting with me today. I always look forward to digging deep into the findings of these surveys, and it's always nice to have you back on the air with me. Thanks, Alicia.
Oh, thank you, Anthony. It's good to be here.
Great. So, Alicia, maybe to kick things off, we did the two big global surveys on high net worth investors. What topics did the team focus on, and how did you arrive at the results that are there?
Well, Anthony, we published these reports very close together in July. The first one was our Investor Watch report, which is our global flagship where we do a deep dive into a topic and look at how investors view that and what's on their minds. So when we fielded this survey in about 15 different countries in May, it was just as the COVID crisis was starting to level off a bit globally. So we saw certain countries starting to open up their economies again, emerge from lockdown. And we wanted to get investors' outlook on basically what they had just experienced and what they expected to going forward as a result of the COVID crisis. And then a week later, in late July, we published our quarterly investor sentiment survey, also a global survey, about 3,000 investors in 14 countries for that one. And we did a deep dive on that one with the election, because the U.S. presidential election is actually a global event. We know that almost 7 in 10 investors around the world see it as very important to them. So knowing that COVID and the U.S. election were really the two biggest topics that were top of mind for investors, those were the two that we chose to study in these reports.
Right. Makes sense. And considering that COVID is such a huge topic that we have been facing for months now, and it is, again, another global story, and it is at the forefront of everybody's minds, as has been identified from the Investor Watch, how do investors see conditions changing over the next 6 months?
So it's interesting. COVID really, really changed some mindsets. Definitely the economic recovery is hugely important to people. But aside from the economic conditions and what those might look like going forward, people are really rethinking life conditions, the conditions in which they live, the way they conduct their lives. It really caused people to kind of reset and reprioritize. And actually, 3/4 of investors globally say the old way of life will be forever changed, and it's even higher in the U.S. So I don't think people fully expect to go back to 100% the way things were before. I think there's a real reckoning and a real belief that things will change fundamentally. So they're focused on what's really important to them. The things that have always been important have become even more so. You know, people say that life is short. They want to focus on the things that are really meaningful to them. They want to focus on their health. They want to protect their family. At a really tactical level, you know, people say they will travel less. They will work remotely more. A lot of people want to move closer to family. Almost half are considering leaving cities for less populated areas. So I think we're going to see some real sea changes as a result of COVID, if not in the immediate future, then certainly in the future at some point. As far as money, right, money and investing in the economy, 70% of investors globally say that they were financially impacted by the COVID crisis, and it changed how they think about their money. At UBS, we have this approach that we call UBS Wealth Way, where it really breaks down money into three strategies. So short-term money is your liquidity and the things that you'll need for your expenses for the next, say, 2 to 3 years. And people are worried about liquidity. They're worried that they have enough savings to weather another pandemic or a second wave. So that's kind of short-term economic effect. Long-term, we saw people say, two-thirds of them said that their retirement savings were impacted. And 6 in 10 worry about having to work longer as a result of that. So longevity, I think we're going to see affected too. And then finally, legacy money. So this is the money that you want to pass on to cherished causes, to the next generation. And we see people worrying about whether they'll be able to do that, about whether they'll be able to leave as much as they thought they could to their heirs. But at the same time, we also saw a real significant increase in, or interest, I will say, in wanting to help. So, you know, I want my legacy to be, I'm interested in sustainable investing because I want to make an impact, and I'm interested in philanthropy because I've seen some really hard hit communities and I want to make a difference there. So, there's definitely some silver lining that has come out of this. But I think it's a great chance just knowing all this, you know, and having people really look inward and outward, not just at themselves and their own needs and what's important to them, but what they can do to help others. I think it's a really great opportunity for clients and FAs to have meaningful conversations right now.
Right. And I it's so interesting to find that there's such a huge percentage of those who you surveyed who all agree that life will be changed forever based on what we've been experiencing for the last 4 months. And it's a fascinating read, Alicia. Thank you. And I wanted to then dip now into the Investor Sentiment Report, which, as you just said at the beginning, focuses pretty heavily on the U.S. election that's coming up in just 99 days from today. So what outlook or concerns do investors have regarding the election? Certainly, we all personally have our own.
Yeah, the election is definitely a big deal, as I said, not just in the U.S., but globally. So as we, you know, in investor sentiment studies sentiment every quarter from quarter to quarter, and we did see an increase in sentiment, which is good news. So there's definitely been an uptick from first quarter of this year to second quarter, but we're still nowhere near the levels of optimism that we saw coming into 2020. And obviously COVID has been a big part of that. And it is still the top concern globally. But now the election is really starting to weigh on people and the uncertainty of the election, what the outcome will be, what it means for them personally and economically, financially. So we are seeing home country politics and the U.S. presidential election really come to the fore. The political environment has actually surpassed COVID in the United States as the top concern. And the way people seem to be coping with it right now is to kind of sit tight. So most investors in the U.S. don't plan, and globally, I should say, don't plan to make any short-term adjustments to their portfolio. I think they're going to wait and see. They're going to see what the outcome is before they make any big moves, which is probably the best thing to do rather than doing something radical in anticipation of what might happen, or, you know, changing your portfolio according to your politics, rather than kind of taking some of the emotion out of it. So I think most people right now we see sitting tight, but they do plan to make a move after the election, regardless of who wins. It's really interesting whether Trump wins or whether Biden wins. People are going to make a move when it comes to their portfolio. So they'll either increase cash, or they'll increase stock, or they'll adjust their sector allocations, the way their portfolio is allocated. And what's interesting is that at this point in July, right, things could change. We still have lots of time. So most investors say if Biden wins, they'll increase their cash holdings, whereas if Trump wins, they're more likely to increase their stock holdings. The differences aren't huge, actually, but that's at this point what investors are saying they will do, depending on the outcome.
Right. Was there any question to the survey participants about how they see President Trump versus former Vice President Biden from an economic and investing lens?
Yes. So when we asked people how they see, first of all, the biggest election issues for investors are the economy. This is for U.S. investors. The economy, emergency management, which is, you know, response to pandemics, things like COVID and other disasters, and healthcare, in that order. Mm-hmm. The economy, emergency management, and healthcare. They see Trump as being more qualified on the economy, whereas they see Biden being better on emergency management and healthcare. But I will also say one important note. Looking past the election, investors expect taxes to go up, both in income taxes and inheritance taxes, which is really interesting. So that's certainly something that we're keeping an eye on. And I think it's something that investors should keep an eye on, too, because, of course, a tax impact it can be pretty significant.
Great. Thanks, Alicia. And shifting over to business confidence, what are you seeing in terms of sentiment from business owners?
It's funny because business owners are always very confident. We always see pretty high levels from business owners on their own business prospects from quarter to quarter. And I guess when you're an entrepreneur, you kind of have to think that way, right? It's going to be fine. I'm going to do well. I'll pivot. And despite all that they've been through, their optimism is still relatively high. It definitely took a hit with COVID, but we're starting to see it come back. And there was definitely a big jump in their second quarter outlook versus their first quarter outlook, again, on their own business prospects. In the U.S., some of that certainly had a lot to do with the government support. We had about 6 in 10 of our business owner respondents say that they received government support, and they overwhelmingly agreed that it was very, very helpful in sustaining their business. And we're starting to see hiring plans creep back, too. Obviously, there was a freeze. We saw unemployment spike. Now business owners are starting to think about how they can sort of replenish the empty seats, right? So we definitely see net hiring plans, meaning more business owners plan to hire than plan to downsize. So that's a positive sign. But they are still worried. So it's not like business owners are without concern. They are not as worried about the election as other investors are. Their top worry is still COVID in the U.S. It's still COVID. It is the biggest concern globally for business owners, but particularly in the U.S., and they both worry about weathering another lockdown. So if there's a second wave, a substantial wave of COVID globally, business owners are concerned that they will have to close again and that economies will shut down, and they're just not sure if they can get through a second wave of that. In the U.S., we see business owners also worried about being able to climb back to pre-crisis levels, whether they'll be able to do that. And third, can they keep their employees and customers safe? That's the biggest concern for business owners in the U.S. in that order. Weathering the lockdown, getting back to pre-crisis levels, and keeping people safe.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. We've all seen the reports of the impact that COVID has had on businesses globally, and how some are really still struggling to get back on their feet, if not, you know, have already closed their doors for good. So very interesting information that you share with us, Alicia. Thank you. So what, you know, I always ask this question whenever we have you on to talk about Investor Watch and or investor sentiment. What should investors be thinking about when reading the results or hearing you speak about the results? How should they be interpreting the results of the survey?
So I think, again, two big topics, two big things that are on investors' minds, and I would recommend that they talk to their advisor about both of them. With the election in particular, I was surprised in the sentiment report, only a third of investors at this point have discussed the potential impact of the election on their portfolio with their advisor. So certainly we're still in early days, but I think that it's something, if it's weighing that heavily on people, and you're wondering about what it means for you financially, it's certainly worth having a conversation with your financial advisor and getting some guidance. I would definitely talk about perhaps portfolio allocation ahead of the election, certainly tax planning, whether there are things clients can do now to minimize the potential impact of taxes later. On the COVID front, I really think, again, with so much of what we saw was people just really, you know, resetting and reprioritizing. And I think it's just so important to have that conversation with an advisor. If your goals have changed, if your timelines have changed, if you want to do something different, if there are people you want to protect more, you know, look at your contingency plans. Are all your beneficiaries up to date on your retirement accounts, your 401ks, your IRAs? Do you have life insurance in force? You know, if you have spouse or children? Do you have disability insurance, especially for younger investors in case they get sick or disabled and they can't work? Do you have long-term care insurance in case you end up getting sick and needing care for a long time in a facility, so you're not a financial burden to your loved ones? All those things, I think, have really come to the fore during COVID. And do you have enough liquidity in place in case of an emergency? And are you, you know, do you have that structured in a way that makes the most sense? So I really think that there's so much for investors and their advisors to be talking about right now. I read a recent quote from Nick Murray, who is an author and an industry consultant, and it was really interesting to me. He said, "I'd like to believe that on a financial level, we're going to be much more careful in terms of being properly insured and having more robust emergency cash reserves and the like. On the human level, I hope we'll cherish our families, friends, neighbors, and communities more consciously and deeply." Mm. And I really hope that for people. I think it's a great sentiment.
Yeah, and it seems like the results of the surveys point to folks feeling that way right now, or at least when they were surveyed. So this is really good information, yes. Alicia. And I want to thank you for saying what you said. I think right now it really is an important time as investors to be thinking about, you know, how this particular situation that we've been in and what's coming afterwards has, you know, maybe got us thinking differently about our long-term goals, when we might be retiring. Maybe that's changed based on what we've seen, or maybe it's moved it up faster, depending on how folks feel about their work environment. So it's a great time to be having conversations with your financial advisor to talk about those goals, whether they're new or they're slightly enhanced or changed from what they were just maybe 6 months ago. Alicia, thank you so much. I want to congratulate you and your team on getting these two surveys done in such a quick manner. I know there's a lot of information and questions that have to be vetted and written and then sent out to all the survey participants, and particularly during this time when everybody's very busy dealing with life every single day because it's so different than what we had experienced in your last few Investor Watch publications and investor sentiment publications. So great work. Thank you so much for joining me and really appreciate you coming by to share the results with us.
Thank you, Anthony. It's always a pleasure.
Great. And for more information and to access the surveys and to read them, visit ubs.com/investor watch and ubs.com/investor-sentiment. And also speak with your financial advisor if you are a client and or prospect of UBS. Thanks, everybody. UBS Wealthway is an approach incorporating liquidity, longevity, legacy strategies that UBS Financial Services, Inc. and our financial advisors can use to assist clients in exploring and pursuing their wealth management needs and goals over different timeframes. This approach is not a promise or guarantee that wealth or any financial results can or will be achieved. All investments involve the risk of loss, including the risk of loss of the entire investment. Timeframes may vary. Strategies are subject to individual client goals, objectives, and suitability.
This presentation is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. Neither UBS Financial Services, Inc. nor any of its employees provide tax or legal advice. You should consult with your personal tax or legal advisor regarding your personal circumstances. In providing wealth management services to clients, we offer both investment advisory and brokerage services, which are separate and distinct and differ in material ways. For information, including the different laws and contracts that govern, visit ubs.com/working with us. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, member FINRA, SIPC.